Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the Joe Starkey Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's card of the week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contest run Wednesday through Friday at 12 noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page. Donnie Football in for Joe for now. Hopefully our pal Joe Starkey able to join us for the second half of the show. He had a doctor's appointment this morning. No idea where said doctor is located. Could be Cleveland, it could be Canada, for all we know. I am coming to you live from the beautiful Studio B at Bowser Chevy in Monroeville. Our guy Austin Bechtold on the board back in Greentree, and he has us loaded up. I know you guys like to do a six-pack on this show, Austin. I may have a few of those this weekend. We have a six-pack and then some of callers, and that is brought to you by Bet365. And let's start it off. Oh, there we go. Let's start it off with a legendary 93.7 The Fan caller, the one and only Anthony in Oakland. What's up, Anthony?
Thank you, Dottie. I'm going to allow me to vent on the Pittsburgh Steelers and their philosophy.
Go ahead.
And you know, I am a coach. I was a supporter of Mike Tomlin, but it's fading each day. And here's why. When we saw the Dallas Cowboys last week, their defense was hurting big time. Lawrence out, Parsons out, Bland out. So this plodding way that philosophy that Tomlin wants to win by should have went out the window. You get on top of this window on this team, you spread them out, and you attack them, and you get points. Because the way he wants to play can't be played that way when your defense of the Pittsburgh Steelers is injured. Plus, you're playing veteran quarterbacks back-to-back. Well, you knew once the Steelers, it did, once they were up by four, that wasn't going to be enough with a veteran quarterback like Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
So your philosophy has to change. That's where the frustration is coming from Pickens. He's saying, wait a minute. I'm a star. I see Chase. I see Jefferson. And you guys are utilizing me like it's the 1980s. So, you know, that's the frustrating part. So we were hoping something was going to be interjected in his team with Arthur Smith, but you look at points and you look at the same thing, it looks like Groundhog Day. What's the difference?
Yeah, Anthony, and I appreciate the call as always. It is very frustrating to watch unless it's almost like unless the players themselves buck the trend that they are kind of stuck in that spot. Now, we got to see them open it up a little bit against the Chargers. We got to see them open it up in the second half against the Colts. And you wonder, you know, what type of defense were the Colts playing? You know, was it really pressing against another quarterback? And the Steelers knew at that point they had to get back in the football game. What is worrisome about the philosophy and just the overall game plan that Mike Tomlin puts out there from an offensive perspective? And I understand that it's the NFL. It's not college or high school football where you see blowouts happen far more often. In the NFL, if you lose really by like 14 plus, that kind of constitutes as a blowout because we just don't get those games a ton. But the Steelers never do it. The Steelers never just do that and win a game big. It felt so bizarre last season. That game, that first game that Mason Rudolph started against the Bengals. The Steelers won the game by 24 points, 23 points. It was 34-11. We like never get those games. Never. We've seen them on the receiving end, a couple of blowout losses as of late. We never get to see those games, and that is so frustrating to me. The other thing is that you will play an inferior team. And even if the Steelers feel like they are in control of the game, one play is all it takes for that team to get back into it. One play, one missed assignment, whatever it takes, One play could get that other team back into it. And that could be the case on Sunday. The Steelers could be leading in the game by, 8 points. It could feel like they're in total control. Takes one play, one mistake for the Raiders to be in the end zone. And now all of a sudden we're a 2-point conversion away or something from a tied game. Like, they never just step on the throat of the opponent. They never just choke out their opponent and put them away when they have the opportunity. They love these style of games, which, you know, it works when you're playing somebody equal to or better than you. And we see the Steelers win some of those games. But it is extra annoying when it is a game against a team like the Raiders, who are kind of, you know, in no man's land right now. Their star receiver doesn't want to be there. They're on their backup quarterback. They just kind of have two mediocre guys at quarterback. They have a rookie head coach. One of their key defensive players is out, Christian Wilkins. They still do have Max Crosby, who is a beast, one of the best defensive players in all of football. This is a situation where the Steelers should go up by multiple touchdowns and not look back. But I just don't see them doing it. They play the style of game that always keeps the other team in it. And you know what you hear sometimes? It's a little bit cliche, but when a team is trying to pull an upset, you will often hear, well, you know, you keep that other team around. Eventually, you know, they're going to get confidence that they can actually win this thing. And that's the style of play they open themselves up for.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
412-928-9370. Mark is on the road. What's up, Mark?
Good morning, Donnie. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Just a side note, appreciate the Mike Ehrman Trout reference earlier. That was pretty solid on your part.
Yes, sir.
A thing that Joe and a couple of the guys talked about earlier this week, just something that you harped upon a little bit ago, is the Steelers never have an easy game. And I don't think they ever will, especially this year, just based on what their game plan is going into each game and how they're just trying to get through and squeak out with a W, which is a pretty, outdated philosophy, if you ask me. But that's how Tomlin's been over these past few years. And it's frustrating to watch whenever you know that they are capable of beating teams that are, you know, not playing to a level that they should be, especially due to injury and other things like that. But the main reason I wanted to call was, don't you think that, especially after last week, after we only saw like a jumbo set, like double tight end, like maybe a handful of times, don't you think that's something that they should make an emphasis of, just because Max Crosby is so dominant on the edge, to try to get as many, you know, blockers and tight ends on him as much as possible so they can actually execute a decent game plan?
Yeah, Mark, that's a pretty good point, and I appreciate the call. By the way, the 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by Southeast Chrysler Jeep Dodge on Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I do think there's a shot that Michael Pruitt plays in this game. At least I think there is. I know he has, you know, gotten back to practice a little bit this week, so there's an opportunity that happens. But the utilization of Darnell Washington will be key if you want to neutralize a player like Crosby. You know, if he gives fits, you know, maybe he'll switch sides every now and then. If he gives fits to whichever tackle he is taking on, I mean, double him up, chip him, do something to set him off his route. We see teams do that to T.J. Watt. And teams have unfortunately had ways of neutralizing Watt, and he's been able to get home and get to the quarterback and make a huge impactful play. Now, it doesn't happen often because Watt is one of the most impressive edge rushers I've ever seen. I actually think the dude is already one of the best defensive players in team history, but we see how teams can neutralize him sometimes and silence him the Steelers, yeah, they got to do that to a player like Max Crosby. And fortunately, we know that blocking, not the strength of Pat Freiermuth's game, but the two other tight ends they like to utilize. Now, Pruitt's been out for a few games, but the two other guys they like to utilize there, Pruitt and Darnell Washington, they specialize in it. They can complement in the pass game, but man, those dudes are road graders as blocking tight ends. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Let's go to Jay in the north side. What's up, Jay?
Morning, Donnie. Enjoying the show.
Thank you.
My biggest frustration has been the defensive backfield. This zone defense of theirs is just not working. They need to go more man-to-man, or at least put a hat on these receivers and make this young quarterback beat them, not the zone coverage that just leaves holes all over that backfield. It's getting very frustrating to watch every week any quarterback thrown wherever they want to on this defense.
Yeah, Jay, I appreciate the call. I mean, that's kind of my concern on Sunday. Aiden O'Connell, maybe not to the skill level that a Joe Flacco is, but that same type of style. He's not a dude that will beat you on the ground. He is a guy that if he stands back there and has time, his only shot is to beat you with his arm down the field. Now, when it comes to the defensive backfield, I actually like the two new additions there. I was skeptical about Dante Jackson. I was a bit worried of, hey, did they really just force a Deontay Johnson trade and not get back a very good player? And Jackson has impressed me. So I've had to eat my words a little bit on him so far through the quarter mark of the season, but I'll happily do that because I have been happy with the returns for the most part on Jackson. And I know Deshaun Elliott, last week he got beat on a couple of touchdowns, including the game winner from Prescott to Tolbert. However, for the majority of what he's done through five games, I think Deshaun Elliott has been a great addition. Now, I think where the concerns lie, it's been a little bit of inconsistent play from the incumbent players that we thought would be very good, Joey Porter Jr. and Minkah Fitzpatrick. Minkah has not caused a turnover in quite some time. Porter was rough against the Colts, but I think he's mostly played a pretty good first five games. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. Seth out in Long Island. What's up, Seth?
Hey, thanks for taking the call, Donnie, in City Limits. Hey, man, I've been a Steelers fan since longer than both of you guys have been alive. And I got to be honest with you, man. I agree with all your callers, all your points. It is boring as hell to watch a Steelers game when they're scoring 10 points, 12 points. This offense is controlled, unfortunately, by Tomlin. He hired a guy that's basically a yes man. It's an antiquated style of football in 2024. And, you got to light it up, because if you light it up, your defense is going to look even better, right? You're going to be playing from strength, not from, we got to make this play. We've got to do this. So, I hope Justin Fields gets a start. I hope that he acquits himself very well. And I agree with you, Donnie. Aiden O'Donnell or O'Connell, whatever the heck his name is. I mean, the reality is he's nobody. But people don't remember, or maybe they don't want to remember, Tom Brady, it's like death by a thousand cuts. Underneath routes the whole time, and you're just going down the field 10 yards, 15, 20 yards, and you're not going to stop that, right? So they've got to do something about that. They've got to get to the quarterback, and, it's frustrating to watch, because you always believe that they're going to have those blowout games, and they don't have them. They just don't have it where you're not on the edge of your seat till the very final play. So, I just hope they play really well and come out and get Pickens involved early. And that's it, man. I'm just so frustrated watching these games. It's like watching paint dry.
Yeah, Seth, I appreciate the call from Long Island. It is kind of funny because the Steelers style, it's certainly a very boring one to watch, but then they always just have you on the edge of your seat in the final moment. So kind of funny how that works out.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.